Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Now, Ronald Reagan went from actor into political office, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, he did.
Arnold went from actor into governor office.
Right.
Could, he can't be president because he wasn't born in the United
States. Exactly. You have to be born here to become president. That's why I can't run for office.
Don't announce that this moment.
You could be governor.
I could be governor.
Mm-hmm.
I am busy, though, right now. I'm a little busy. Could George Clooney be running for president? ABC.
Well, let's see. Is he an American?
Yes.
Was he born here?
Yes.
Is he old enough?
Yes.
Yep. Then I guess he can.
He can. ABC News thinks so.
George Clooney is no stranger to politics. On screen in movies like Ides of March.
And we will lead the world again. Like we used to.
And in real life. Now, rumors the actor is ready to take on a new role. Elected official. The speculation comes just weeks after Clooney's engagement to high-powered human rights lawyer Amal Alamuddin.
He's got the political chops, he's got the know-how, he's got the name recognition and the connections.
Clooney has long been an advocate for many causes, fighting for human rights in Darfur, combating poverty in the U.S., even becoming friends with President Obama.
President Clooney.
Wow.
He would never do it.
Wait, it sounds, though.
He'd be, I mean, he's capable.
And then Brad Pitt could be his running mate.
Right. Oh, Vice President Pitt.
That means that Amal chick will be the first lady and Angelina will be.
Whoa. Can the first lady be British?
Yeah.
That's cool. Like she could be from anywhere.
Yeah, there's no law.
Only the president has to be born here.
Right.
Oh, man.
So our first lady could have a British accent.
I think he's better served in the
thinking outside the box.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
That's like Oprah said, the reason she would never run, I believe, I could be paraphrasing, or maybe I heard it, and maybe I dreamed it, that she wouldn't run for president because she has more power as a private citizen. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
She has more influence,
yeah.
And she would be so restricted
by the rules,
by the Constitution. And, you know, government, you want to get things done. You come in with all these great ideas, then you're like, oh, just because I'm president, I can't just
can't
snap my
that.
Fingers. You have to get things approved and passed and enacted.
Personally, spend more money.
Yeah.
You know, putting it towards the causes that he cares about than he would be allowed to if he was president.
Right, right.
You get handcuffed once you get into office. The things that you want to do.
I think he's better served with his platform doing these things. Like how Angelina's like a UN, you know, goodwill ambassador to, you know, various countries and causes. That's what he would be better served doing.
Did you know George Clooney was named the United Nations Messenger of Peace back in 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, they name celebrities to stuff all the time.
Oh.
I mean, people, there are ambassadors, like, well, we knew Angelina Jolie was one.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, all sorts of celebrities who are ambassadors to stuff.
Yeah, I want to be an ambassador to
Me
something.
Me too.
Ambassador to...
Do you get to speed if you're an ambassador and not get in trouble?
I don't think you get, like, diplomatic immunity
to speeding
tickets. You have to travel if you're an ambassador?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because if I could do it from home, I might be willing.
Yeah, you could be the karaokeing ambassador.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big microphone, big karaoke kit next to me. Yeah, I could do that.
He has the good looks.
Kelly, would you vote for Clooney?
Or no, probably not.
He's a Democrat.
Yeah, I think he's pretty dyed in the wool there. I don't know how many. I don't know. I mean, I agree there's some horrible atrocities in the world, and he does good, but I think at the core we don't agree politically.
Right.
Well, because I think it's kind of a losing position. You know what I mean? You're kind of paralyzed by, like, he couldn't do a lot that he would want to do.
Right.
I'm trying to think, would Brad Pitt be the best vice presidential running mate for him? Or should you go with Matt Damon?
Don't base it on on-screen chemistry.
No, exactly what I'm going to base it on.
You think Angelina would want to be the second?
No, she wouldn't want to be the
second first lady?
No, I don't think so. She'd
have to
be
number one.
She
wouldn't be cool with that.
No, she'd have to marry George Clooney.
George might have to go with Matt Damon.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to go with Matt Damon
Don
for
Cheadle.
Vice president. I don't think Don Cheadle's going to get in there.
Somebody from Ocean.
We're not ready for a black vice president. Where's the country? Here ain't ready for that.
That's funny.
Maybe Denzel.
Oh, no.
Denzel has a criminal record.
What about
not Denzel.
Denzel got a criminal
record?
I was thinking of
Blade.
Oh, Kelly. Kelly getting him confused.
I was thinking of Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I think Wesley needs to get his taxes under control first.
Well, you can't be a criminal and be a vice president.
Certain things I think are you can't be a criminal and drive a UPS truck. How can you be a criminal and be the president?
That's true.
I think you can't have a felony I think if he had been arrested for, like, you know, a minor, like, a
traffic
drug
ticket,
offense,
outstanding,
outstanding
ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need y'all to help me with something.
What's that, Al?
It's been bothering me. Is,
are you sagging?
I don't know what's going on.
Are you sagging out of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Al. Oh, Al.
Is omitting something the same as lying?
No.
I don't.
Not by definition.
It depends on what it is you're lying about.
No, because you're not lying. A lie is lying is making something up. Omitting is omitting.
But not telling the whole story.
Because people say you are lying by omission.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
Normally, this is what guys use in terms of infidelity. Like, well, you didn't ask. I'm not going to tell you.
Exactly. That's how we get away with stuff.
So, my mom asked me to do something while she was out of town. She went to Florida a week ago.
Okay.
Hope she's not listening right now.
You don't think she's listening? Al's mom, Dora Bell.
Well, let's just call her.
You want to call your mom?
Yeah.
You have a...
Yeah, here.
A confession?
Yeah. Here, here's a number.
While you dial, can I tell you what dictionary.com says a lie is?
Uh-oh. Yes.
Is omitting in there, Shannon?
Something intending or serving to convey a false impression, which would include omission. So, yes, Al, withholding information is a lie. Thank you.
I'm not one to lie to Mama.
Yeah. Well, you did, so sorry.
Phone's ringing, Al. You got to confess your lie to doorbell.
Dora.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Mrs.
Hi.
Mack.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Fine.
You're on the air.
Yeah, don't cuss.
Don't cuss.
Watch your dirty mouth, Mrs. Mack.
Uh-oh.
Your son has something don't know, but it's something he wants to come clean on with you, I think, is where this is going.
Yeah. What do you think it is, Mrs. Mack?
You know, I have no clue. I give up.
There you go. There you go.
You give up on your son, Al?
I give up on clues and things. I just take it as it comes.
Oh, God.
It's easier that way.
Okay.
So when you went to Florida a week before last, you asked me to do one thing for you. Do you remember what that one thing was?
Oh, tell me how to get this thing out of the house.
Huh? Okay, maybe
get that thing out of the house.
What thing does he need to get out?
Well, obviously I don't know he didn't do that.
I didn't do that either.
There was
a lizard in the house.
Oh, okay. You know,
did you ask him to do an errand for you, maybe?
An errand?
Yeah, what is that?
She hit the button.
Okay. I don't remember that.
Well, okay, you left me with
this is perfect.
Your gift, a watch that I had given to you.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That you liked that watch, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Is it ready?
Your favorite watch out there.
Is it ready?
Right?
Is it ready, Al? She wants to know if it's ready.
Yeah, is it ready?
Well, see, here's the thing. She's been trying to get this watch. It's a wood watch, a wooden watch. I gave it to her for Christmas 2 or 3 years ago, I guess it was. She really liked it.
Yeah.
And it stopped. So she's like, can you find somebody to open the back of it?
That's the thing. I carried it to the repair shop, but they couldn't figure out how to get it open.
Okay.
Right, to replace the battery.
Oh, so, did you put a diamond on it or something?
No. Oh, well, no. Not quite.
Okay.
So I had it. I mean, I was going to take it to the watch place.
You haven't taken it yet.
It might be a little bit more severe than
that. No, ma'am, he hasn't taken it yet.
No. Did you lose my watch?
No,
lose it.
I didn't lose it. Didn't lose it.
Oh.
It, I had it sitting like right in the console of my truck.
Uh-oh.
And, well, Curtis was in the truck.
Uh-oh.
And.
Uh-oh, Curtis.
Curtis ate the watch.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah. Curtis chewed it up. It's in like 1,000 pieces.
He chewed it up.
Oh, hey, are you? Oh, after you got that, see? Did you tell me it was in the shop? Did you get it out of the shop?
Oh, you. Ow, Matt! I was.
I think I may have told you that.
You lied to your mama.
Wait,
I was going to buy another one before she got...
Mrs. Mack, what's concerning us more is that I think he left Curtis in the car, in the hot car, for like an hour in to eat dinner.
He's fine.
Well, now, look, don't you have two of them?
Huh?
Don't you have two of those watches?
I'm going to get you... No, I'm going to get you a brand spanking new watch.
Why don't you give her yours?
I'm going to...
It's not the same.
That's where I was going with that. I was thinking, well, maybe I can just get one of those sides.
Yes. I'll take care of you. You got it. You got it.
Okay.
Brand spanking new wooden one.
So long as you have a plan.
I have a plan, Mama.
I don't know.
Have a plan.
Do you need us to spank them for you, Mrs. Max? Do you need us to spank them for you?
I need something. I don't know what I need because I've been waiting for my watch. I'm going around with that. I have to go dig my cell phone out trying to find it.
Oh, what are you doing?
Her phone. Ouch, she doesn't need a new watch. She needs a new phone.
Phone? Mrs. Mack, are you trying to get on the internet right now? You have dial-up? Are you practicing? That sounds like target practice with a machine gun.
What are you doing with the phone? I'll fix that. I'm going to get your phone and a watch.
I'm just curious, Mrs. Mack, how did you, when Al would, you know, mess up or if he ever lied, which I'm assuming he was pretty good about not lying to his mama, but did you ever punish him at all, or what kind of punishment did you use for him?
Oh, yeah. We didn't believe in getting in the corner and taking 5 minutes out.
What no
we
time
didn't do it that way.
Wait till your dad get home. Oh,
that won't work.
No, it was some disciplining going on up in there.
It was a little more serious than that.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I'll get your watch. I'll get it. I'll order it today.
Okay.
All right.
Oh. Sorry.
All right.
Well,
love
I'm still waiting. My arm is still bare.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
All right, so.
Yes, Kelly.
Friday was my 20-year celebration.
Right.
Being here on the Kid Craddock morning show. And everyone did such nice things for me, and I really appreciate it. Thank you to everybody in the back room. I'm going to buy them all breakfast here or something in a minute to thank them. But anyway, they gave me a gigantic balloon bouquet.
Yeah.
This huge 2-0. I've never seen anything like it. And all these massive balloons. Well, you know, they're starting to deflate over the weekend. And I told them, McKelly, she likes popping them. And I said, let me show you something fun to do with helium balloons.
Oh, no.
So I snipped the end and I sucked in the helium and I, you know, talked to her like that. You know, the little chipmunk voice.
It's a funny voice.
Yeah. I want to try it, Mommy. I want to try it, Mommy. So we snipped the end, and I gave it to her, and she tried, but she couldn't quite suck in the air enough. And she tried talking. She was making her voice like that, trying so hard. And I was like, no, let's try another one. There's like 15 or 20 balloons.
So
we
she's having problems inhaling correctly.
She's having, isn't that a good problem for your child to have?
Yeah, that's great.
I can't inhale.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm snipping the end of the balloons. I'm trying to hold it for her mouth to cup around it. And, okay, just suck in, but and she would suck in but breathe out, and she'd, no, McKelly, that's not right. So let's try it again. So I cut another balloon. So she puts the mouth around the balloon, this helium balloon that is deflating, and she starts, I guess, huffing it, for lack of a better term.
So,
she was, she was trying. Oh. I was like, no, honey, you're breathing out through your nose. Well, the next thing I know, she looks up at me, and she starts singing Jesus Loves Me. Because she wants to make a funny voice, and her eyes are rolling in her head, and I think she's just playing.
It's like she did a whippet.
And she says, Jesus loves me this. And she's kind of laughing and smiling, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, are you being serious? Because I would think she's playing.
Yeah.
And she starts to walk, and she's like drunk walking.
Oh, no.
And then she full on starts falling face first.
Oh,
and
God.
I go to grab her.
Oh, no.
And I miss her.
Oh, no.
And her face hits the cabinets in the kitchen.
Oh, Kelly.
And then suddenly she wakes up and just screaming bloody murder.
Oh, my God.
And I just cradle her, and she's sobbing. Mommy, what happened? Mommy, what happened? What happened? I said, honey, I think you passed out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
And she's just sobbing, and she's already, this goose egg's coming up on her forehead.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, here, sit here for a second, and I run to go get an ice pack. She's like, Mommy, the ice hurts. I'm like, Emma Kelly, I'm so sorry. It's all Mommy's fault. And I'm trying not to laugh, because she really looked funny doing it.
Of course, falling is funny.
Because she has that look, Jesus loves me, and she's looking up at me she's drunk.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
you thought she was playing.
I think I was joking.
Yeah.
And then she just, boom. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but tragic. If she would have hit her eyeball, if she would have hit her nose, she would have broken her nose. I mean, horrible consequences could have occurred.
Yeah, she could have hit the corner or something, gotten stitches.
So here's the debate.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I get her to calm down. I'm like, what can I do? I'll do anything to make it better. It's like 8 o'clock at night at this point. Do you want ice cream? She's like, yes. So we go to Brahms. 10 deep, they're in line because it's a beautiful night. And everybody's wanting ice cream. And somebody, and I'm trying to be polite and leave the driveway open for somebody to come in if they want to park. And somebody scoots around me and takes my place. You know what I did? My daughter's upset in the back. I rolled down the window and drove up and said, excuse me. I was trying to be polite and let people in, so you took my place in line.
And what'd they do?
They let me get back in.
Dang right they did.
Did you say, I'm Kelly Raspberry?
No, I said, I would have parked and gone in, but my child and I are barefoot. And so we are in line with
them. I am Kelly Raspberry, damn it.
Did you get more southern like you just did
I
when
did.
You said it?
There's 10 people in line. I would have gone in. It was crazy at Brahms last night.
Did you show your gun?
I didn't. I was afraid he was going to show me his. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
I took a risk there.
So you finally...
So here's the deal. Yes. The debate was...
Should you let your daughter inhale?
No. Oh. Do I call and tell her daddy?
Well, I think he knows.
Because here's the thing. If something like that would have happened under his care, I would hope he would call me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was going to have to hear it, buddy. So I called him. I said, okay, first of all, she's all right.
Oh, I know he was pissed.
That's how you let it. That's how you let it?
Yeah. First
thing
of all, Emma Kelly's okay.
I think you should just tell him, Dad, I think you need to work on her balance.
No. I said, but this is what happened. I was trying to show him, McKelly, how you make funny chipmunk voices with the helium balloons.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't yell at me.
He didn't.
He said, she could have died. He said,
that's
you know
a little
people,
drastic.
It's true, though.
It's true.
He said, do you know people die from inhaling helium? People commit suicide by inhaling. I said, I didn't realize that people would intentionally. I said, I think accidentally people have done this. But what it does is when you're sucking
gas.
In that helium, it's replacing your oxygen.
Yeah.
And so there was no oxygen left, and that's why she passed out. And as soon as she started breathing again, she came to after she smashed her head into my cabinet.
I was going to do... helium karaoke or something like that, but fortunately somebody told me about
you would get
you
sued.
Could
it's like that time. Remember when kid
die,
thought it was funny? You know, I can drink like a I can drink so much water and never pee, and we did that. How much can you drink? And another radio station did the same thing, and she died of a water overdose
in Sacramento.
So people, it's ignorance, and I didn't know.
Right.
So just as a warning, you know, because we did it just last week when I'm sucking helium and doing the graduation speech. It's really dangerous, and I think. Thankfully, I didn't have a tragic outcome. I thought it'd just be fun to let my daughter suck on helium and make chipmunk voices.
Because it's cute. It sounds cute. But it is
don't
dangerous.
Do that.
It's
don't
dangerous.
Do that.
My daughter, I mean, please, you know, CPS, if you're listening, it was an accident. I wasn't trying to hurt my child, obviously.
Right.
But I thought it would serve as a warning for parents if you got, like, those helium tanks for parties and stuff.
Don't let the kids get after
it. It could have been really tragic.
You joined the I almost killed my kid club. Because I've been a member for years. When I jumped, I was racing Corey, jumped over him.
Now you can't jump, though.
Right.
Yeah. As you're both in forward motion.
And my crotch caught the back of his head.
You leapfrogged over your child.
I leapfrogged my son. While he was running, I was running. His forehead hit the concrete so bad. And, oh, man, I was like, oh, my God, I just killed my kid.
Let me just say, Emma Kelly's not mad at me. She was like, it's because I was so upset last night.
Yeah.
She's like, it's okay, mommy. It's okay. You didn't mean to do it. So I was really appreciative of that. In fact, she wanted to come into work with me this morning. And I said, no, you can't come
today.
Oh, yeah. She's like, she feels so bad for me. She's trying to make it up to me. And I almost killed her.
See, in that situation, though, do you tell your kid that it was your fault?
Or yeah, I told her.
Or you just hope they don't remember?
No, I told her it was my... Because whenever I do something that's really... Like, if I yell at her and I was like... Because I was short-tempered. Or if I do something, it's my fault. I immediately apologize because I just... Oh, but I couldn't stop laughing. If we were laying in bed last night. She's like, Mom, tell me. Because she doesn't remember. She says, I remember singing. And she says, I remember starting to walk. And she said, but I don't remember anything else. And I just bust out laughing. I was like, Emma Kelly, I'm so sorry. I said, but you looked so funny. She's like, don't laugh, Mommy.
We should have people post on our Facebook page how you almost killed your kid. Because we can't take calls right now.
We
have to do the contest.
I'd be afraid that CPS would show up.
But there's all kinds of... My dad almost killed me one time.
He
asked me... We're unloading a piano, right? Me and my father.
How old were you at this
unloading
time?
Unloading a piano.
How old were you?
I'm 8. Okay? I'm 8 years old. And so...
Make you get the heavy end?
It was an upright piano, right? I mean, the piano's taller than me. So somehow we unload this piano off of the truck, and it's leaning up against the shop, and he says, just hold it right here while I unlock the door. So I'm holding an upright piano. The piano starts to lean back while my dad is fumbling with his keys trying to get the shop door. He doesn't really notice that the piano is starting to fall on his 8-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
I fall, and I've never done a backwards flip in my life. I did a backwards flip.
A somersault.
That piano fell, hit the ground. I mean, I could have been crushed by that piano. I don't know what happened to that piano. My dad was fixing for somebody. They were out of piano because that piano was gone, but his son was almost gone. But there's tons of now funny stories about how you almost hit your kid, killed your kid, injured your kid, or whatever. I'm going to post that on my Facebook page right now.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
See, I'm trying to think. I'm like, I don't think my parents.
You ever dropped your kid? I mean, come on.
Okay, my kid, I left him on the bed once when he started being able to roll.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, what's 30 seconds?
Soon, yeah,
he's not going to roll 5 feet. He could roll maybe 2 feet. But by the time I'm back here in 30 seconds, I'll be fine. That was my bad judgment. Left him on the bed. I went to the kitchen real quick. I heard the thump.
Oh, it's the worst.
And you just sit there. And you pray to God that this kid starts crying before you run in there. And sure enough, he started crying, and I ran in there, and he was, you know, how they look in cartoons when they fall down, all sprawled on the ground.
Yeah,
That's the worst thing I've done. But as a kid, I don't think my parents ever put mine.
They might not have ever told you. My mom dropped me. Everybody gets dropped.
Oh, yeah, I got dropped.
I was an infant. And I was still a toddler, and I fell asleep on her. She was holding me in a rocking chair, and she had her legs crossed. And I don't know, some the doorbell rang or something, and she got up and didn't realize her legs had fallen asleep. And so she fell with me, you know, because she didn't know, and she fell on top of me. And, you know, so, I mean, that kind of stuff happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think the most dangerous thing was they accidentally left me in a Juarez by myself.
See, okay, so there you go. Parents almost killed you. There you go.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
We had $40,000 laying around in the office, randomly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
So we decided, let's share the wealth with you.
That's right. It's time to play the high-low game. Your chance to win your share of up to $40,000 that we are giving away. Now, here's the thing. You're guaranteed, when you win this game, you're guaranteed to win between $1,000 and $2,500 cash.
We've actually given away $21,540 so far.
Wow.
Kelly.
Yeah?
You got that envelope?
I do, Jenna. It's right here in my hand.
Yeah.
All right, so Kelly's going to open up this envelope, and in it has the correct amount for today.
Mm-hmm.
You need to guess and pay attention to what others guess, and you need to guess in increments of 10. This number is going to end in a 0, and if you guess the amount Kelly has in this envelope, you win that amount of money.
Now, we've loaded up our phone lines. We got 10 lines, all right?
Yeah,
10 people on the phone. If you're on hold, listen to me. You need to be listening to Kelly as the caller's guess. She's going to say higher or lower.
That's how it works.
You need that info.
Again, all right? Your guess ends in a 0.
Right.
Let's do it.
You guys ready?
I'm ready. I know the amount. I got it right here in my hand.
Let's play high-low. Ron, what is your guess?
I will guess 1470.
It's higher than 1470.
All righty. Beth, what is your guess?
1750.
It's higher than 1750.
Ooh-wee.
Nice.
Amy, what is your guess?
1890.
It's higher than 1890.
Nice.
Oh,
big
my
money
goodness,
today.
Big money today. Jacqueline, what is your guess?
1910.
It's higher than 1910.
Mm.
Here we go. Tabitha, what is your guess?
Ooh, 1950.
It's higher than 1950.
Oh, let's keep going higher then. Dina, what is your guess?
2140.
It's higher than 2140.
Oh, who's giving all this money away?
We are.
Alicia, what is your guess?
2210.
It's lower than 2210.
We got a bookend. Okay, right. Finally. That's what we needed right there.
All right.
Dana, what is your guess?
Oh, my goodness. 2200.
Dana? Is it Dana?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dana, did you guess 2200?
Yes, I did.
You nailed it. It's $2,200.
Dang!
Dana.
On the top.
Oh, my God.
Dana.
Yes.
$2,200, girl. Wait.
What?
What are you going to do with that kind of money,
well, let's
Dana?
Find out. Dana, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Mississippi, Gulf Coast. Super nervous.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tell us about yourself.
Super excited.
Yay. Were you going to work this morning?
Yes. I'm in the parking lot right now.
Dude, take the day off. You just won $2,200.
Yeah. It might be easier said than done.
You're rich.
What if she saves lives for a living? What do you do, Dana?
I work for a dental clinic.
See?
She does kind of save lives. Yeah. Somebody might be coming in there with a toothache, so you better go on in to work. Yeah.
Dana, this is very exciting stuff. What is someone that works for a dental clinic going to do with $2,200?
Pay bills.
I hope you do something.
No, you got to do something fun.
Maybe I'll spend a little on myself.
There you go. There you go.
You got a man or something?
Yes, and a baby, 15-month old, so I'm sure he'll get something.
Absolutely.
Don't let him suck helium, okay?
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Congratulations, Dana.
Way to go, girl.
Thank you so much.
$2,200 for Dana right there.
Yeah, just like that.
With high low.
Yeah, Dana.
Tomorrow,
well played. Same time, same place.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Promoting his new movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West, which I personally think is one of the best movies of all time, if you want to think about it. Seth MacFarlane, one of my idols. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well.
For those of us whose microphones are on, it's going very well.
I wanted you all to myself, Seth, so I didn't turn on the microphone.
You just go right ahead.
Oh, my God, you selfish bum.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Seth MacFarlane, we're so excited to have you on. Mm-hmm. JC was the fortunate one, and Al, except he was really tired and slept through part of it.
He always, but don't feel bad, Seth. He falls asleep at every single movie.
Yeah. JC was fortunate enough to see your movie. Like and JC loved it. He said, it's hilarious. I can't wait to see it.
You know, we had a lot to, big shoes to fill following up Ted, and we wanted to do something completely different, but hopefully just as funny.
Was this your first, you know, showing your face in a film?
Yeah, what took you so long, Seth?
Yeah, you know, I had danced around it, you know, but I mean, you know, I'd done bits here and there, and then, you know, a lot of hosting, obviously, with things like the Oscars and the Comedy Central roasts and whatnot, but I had never actually just taken the plunge, and I figured, you know, there's so much of myself in this character that I you know, let's just do this and see what happens. And I had the time of my life. I mean, it was a blast, and I'm thrilled with the way the movie's
going. I'd have the time of my life too if I got to hang out next to Charlize Theron.
That's what I'm saying. Was it really? Was that your motivation? Like, oh wow, Charlize is going to be in this movie, so maybe I'll go ahead and bust up in there myself.
Believe it or not, I am a professional. I keep work and play separate.
But you wanted to, though, didn't you?
I don't fraternize with my colleagues.
Yeah. That's not what the gossip columns were saying, but...
Because they're Woodward and Bernstein over there.
Exactly. Right.
It was great. We had a blast, and we became extremely close friends and just laughed all day. I mean, it was just a ball, and I think it shows on screen. I hope it does.
It really does, and you're a natural on the camera. I was a little nervous to watch it because I'm a big fan of yours, and I love Family Guy. I love the Cleveland Show. I loved American Dad, and I was nervous to watch you because you've never done a movie before.
You wanted him to do good,
and I was like your dad. I was like, oh yeah, come on, little Seth, come on, buddy,
come on, little Seth.
Now, why'd you pick a Western though? A Western comedy.
I love the genre. I love the look and the sound of classic Westerns. You know, the vistas, just the magnificent cinematography, the music. And I love, you know, taking a world like that that's, you know, sort of alien to our present day and trying to make it as relatable and as normal and as casual seeming as possible. So what this movie really is, if you really break it down, is it's sort of an 80s high school comedy, like, set in the Old West. You could say it's The Searchers meets 16 Candles.
Yeah.
And it was true to Arizona.
If you say 16 Candles, I am in.
Oh, that was cool. It was true to
Arizona. That was completely
also.
My genre. I'm a redhead. I was the ugly redhead, and she still ended up with a cute boy.
There are elements of Better Off Dead in this movie, the old Cusack.
You made me hate 1882.
Yeah, that's, you know, there you go. That's our goal.
They made it look like it was horrible to
what
live
do you
back
think
then.
It was. They didn't know any better.
It would have been.
Yeah.
There's no medicine. There's you got to hunt your own food. There's like one store that sells eight things. There's one bar, and everybody in there wants to kill you. It's just miserable.
I have a question though, Seth. Did you guys do research on the mustachery? Because I came in here looking like an idiot, thinking that was the most expensive thing to own back then.
No, amazing. The mustachery was something that we came up with based on our research. We looked at a lot of old photographs of men of that time, and they all have this really like arrogant look on their face when they're getting their picture taken, and they have these massive, bushy, just elaborate mustaches. the song "If You've Only Got a Mustache," which is used in the movie, which is a real song, seemed to confirm that this was some sort of like status symbol back then. You have a big mustache, and you're one of the more well-to-do fellows in town.
Yeah. How is your ability to grow facial hair, Seth? Because I don't think I've ever seen you with a bunch of facial hair.
Can you grow?
I tried it in college because I wanted to look like, you know, Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah, you end up looking like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I was itching all day. I was scratching all day. It was miserable. So I wasn't tough enough for a beard.
Are you a hairy man overall, or are you pretty?
What? Not, why? What kind of so intimate here?
I'm just asking.
He's average.
Ah, look, listen, that's a perfectly normal question.
Thank
for one
you.
Man
thank
another.
You. Thank
I think I'm.
I'm Big Al, Seth, by the way.
I think I'm about average in the follicle department.
Okay, all right.
Now, Seth, most men that I know that watch Family Guy and watch, you know, your movies, they take a lot of this as fact and history. Like JC said, for instance, coming in thinking a mustachery was a real thing. Are you worried that you're going to set the young generation back with their historical knowledge?
You know, we figured Cosmos would be a good antidote to that.
Right.
So that's why we did that show.
Are a lot of ladies going to be happy with this movie? You think a lot of women will like to go to see this movie? Because I know the guys will. But
so you're saying it's very male,
you know,
humor?
That's the thing. You know, when we tested the movie actually tested higher with our female audiences than Ted did, which was surprising.
Yeah.
Because, but then when you look at it, it makes sense because it is, you know, the movie is at its core, it is a love story. It's mm-hmm. it's oddly a date movie. I mean, it's like I'm sure a lot of women will say, you know, I don't want to go see a Western, but it. We managed to break that curse in the storytelling. So I think it's going to surprise a lot of women who are dragged by their boyfriends to see this movie.
Well, and there's a heartthrob as the lead, you.
And his character is so likable. He really is.
Hysterical with that, but the whole thing holds together really beautiful. I'm really as proud of this as anything I've done.
Well, nice. Seth MacFarlane, A Million Ways to Die in the West is out in theaters. Go watch it. I personally loved it.
I liked it. Seth I mean, the part that I stayed awake for. I really did enjoy it.
Come on, man.
I'm serious.
That's real cool, man.
He was very tired. Seth, he was very tired.
Yeah,
he sleeps through
show,
everything.
Dude. We're a morning show, dude.
I loved it, Seth. Thank you so much for joining us, my man.
Cool. Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Thank
bye,
you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Chele, what's happening? It's Jason Derulo. You remember me, right? You had Jenna steal my sweaty shirt after I performed at the concert for Kids Kids. Then you made me talk dirty to you over the phone, which I did, of course, with pleasure. I just hope that your daddy ain't here. Anyway, I hear it's your 20th anniversary, so I wanted to personally say congratulations to the hardest working woman in radio.
Oh, yeah.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is lucky to have you, of course. So
yes,
cheers to 20 years, and here's to 20 more. Congratulations, baby.
Jason, it was on Friday.
See, 20 years doesn't necessarily mean hard work.
it means good work.
He's hanging in there.
It means skated by.
It means good work, Kelly. You did good work.
I appreciate it.
Jason Derulo, always late but worth the wait, buddy.
Yeah, he came in a little late. I was supposed to be here in time Friday, but
Shannon
just got it. So I'm just, you know, shoot. I appreciate Jason Derulo acknowledging me.
That's a big deal. Even Jenna got a shout out in there. You're stealing. You gonna make him some dinner, Kelly? That's what he wants.
I'd be happy to, but
what does that
mean? And his girlfriend posting up pictures of them in bed together. What am I supposed to do, you know?
What does that mean?
Well, no, that's cool. You got a shout out.
Oh, you stole my shirt.
Even Jenna got a shout out.
Yeah, Al and I didn't get a shout out.
I didn't get one.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I wanted to ask him to talk dirty to Kelly.
That's Jason freaking Derulo right there.
Yeah.
Slacking the ladies on the show. If you have children and you want the best form of how do I put this?
I don't know. What
you
say?
If you want them not to get pregnant,
keep them off the porch.
How about birth control?
If you want the best form of birth control, just put them around a potty training child.
Okay,
I see what
sometimes
you're saying.
Sometimes just around actually a crying child works as well.
Yeah, that works as well. But potty training thus far has been the toughest thing I have done with my son, Kaysen.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is he now?
He is 2.5. Because you're going to deal with people judging how you're potty training.
Mm-hmm.
You got to deal with him being able to tell what is happening down there and when he has to go. You got to deal with so many things, and it gets so difficult. You're going to deal with him peeing on the carpet. You're going to deal with him peeing his underwear. You're going to deal with him doing all sorts of things. Shannon, please hit the potty training song for us.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time to learn about potty time. Do you feel a caca in your bum bum or a pee-pee in your wee-wee? Well, come along and sing with me. Poo-poo comes out of your bum, and it makes funny noises.
Oh.
Poo comes out of your bum, but you should do it in the toilet. And
yep.
If you have to do a pee-pee, do it. it in the potty. Peeing in your pants is really, really naughty. This applies to some old people too.
That's a song I play for Kaysen to help him learn how to potty.
How long was this process with Emma Kelly?
How long did it take you, Kelly?
Well, I waited with her because I didn't want it to be frustrating. I think that's because it becomes a power struggle with kids. So we tried it when she was about 2.5, and she wasn't interested.
So
I said, I'm not worried about it. I had a 2-week break at Christmas. She had just turned 3 in October. So she was 3 years old in a couple months. We're fine.
And knock it out.
She never had, she had one accident in her pull-up, and that was it. And it was easy breezy because we waited. And some people are like, your child should be potty trained. Well, I didn't want it to be, you know, this power struggle and awful, horrible thing for her.
Exactly. And that's the same way I felt with my kid, too. Mm-hmm. I knew that it was going to be tough. He still has some problems with communication. So I figured whenever he's ready, I mean, he's eventually going to learn.
Yeah.
They all learn. He might, if he's 4, then he learns when he's 4.
And as a childless 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of what like the normal age is that a kid should be.
Oh, honey,
there is no normal.
People will tell you my baby was potty trained at 6 months.
Yeah, mine was walking.
And I mean, you get everybody judges. Everybody's a better parent than you when it comes to that.
Ish within like a year of two, three.
I don't know. I really wish I knew the answer, but I don't know.
Every child is different, and if you want to have a nightmare struggle, most child abuse begins around the potty training age because parents think because a child can communicate and a child can understand what you're saying that they should be able to tell you when they have to pee. And when they make an accident and people these anger issues, that's when a lot of abuse begins. Why put yourself through that? Wait till the child's ready.
So and that's exactly what we're doing. Even though I started getting some judgmental comments and I told Kelly about it, and Kelly was the one that said, just wait until he's ready.
Right.
Well, for some reason, in the last week, Kaysen was ready.
He just
out of nowhere, he got up and said, I got pee-pee.
Yeah.
I got pee-pee. And I'm like, okay. So he started going pee-pee in the potty. And then this weekend, he finally got the number 2 in the potty. And we got audio of that just of the aftermath.
Oh.
Just the aftermath.
I'm about to say, what?
This is,
you're taking bits to the next level.
This is Kaysen celebrating after going in the potty.
I'm poo-poo potty.
You did.
I went poo-poo potty.
Yeah.
Like a stud. So now we got Kaysen going pee-pee and poo-poo in potty, which was a huge deal.
Well, don't be upset if he has a little accident now.
I went straight to Target. I bought him some Mickey Mouse underwear.
Yeah.
I was so proud of him.
Right.
He's all excited about his underwear.
Yay.
In the bathroom taking pelfies?
Yeah, he's taking pelfies, everything. he did pee in his underwear and everything. He's having accidents.
I've done that.
But he's potty trained, which is great. So we're ready
in the process of being potty trained.
Right.
So you're going to take him out to pee in the yard?
So we're, that's how we started.
Oh, really? I was kidding around.
No, I taught him to pee in the yard. So whenever he said he had to go pee-pee because they don't know how to aim in the toilet, I'd just take him to the backyard.
Yeah.
So I could take the dog out and my son out and boom, knock two birds out with one stone.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's how he started learning how to go pee-pee.
I feel like they should get that water game that they have at the fair for mom and dad, for dad and son to play in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, like you're racing the horse up.
That's exactly what you could do. You could put Cheerios in the toilet, which I started doing to help him aim.
Uh-huh.
So you could either put Cheerios in there. But he's used to, you know, he started in the backyard. So we went to our friend's house this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And it was a pool party.
Uh-oh.
And the one thing we didn't think about was, what do we do when we're out in public?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's only used to going in our backyard and in his in Mickey Mouse potty. Other than that, he doesn't go in the big potties because he's scared of them. So the time came to where he announced, I got to go potty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's about 13 of us out there, 13 adults, and we're sitting around the hot tub and then the pool. And Kinsey and I looked at each other and we said, we did not think this through. We don't know where to go. You got to go potty. And he's sitting there grabbing. He's got to go pee-pee.
In the pool.
He's got to go. No, you don't pee in the pool. You don't want to teach him to pee in the pool. So our friend says, the owner of the house, she says, it's okay. He can pee by this tree over here in the backyard.
All right.
And I said, perfect. He can do it in front of everybody. We'll all cheer. He'll feel like the man. And it'll help him out in the long run. He'll be all
cheer after. Okay. All right.
You have to cheer out. You got to make it a big deal.
Okay.
So she grabs his little hand.
That's what I have to look forward to when I get older.
They walk on over to the tree. So Kaysen's back is to us.
Yeah.
And he pulls down his shorts.
Yeah.
And he starts going on
the
tree.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he does a little bit of a squat.
Oh. Oh, it was one of those.
It was a twofer. It was a twofer.
And boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Just let one go right in front of everybody.
Oh. Wow. Yeah.
Just in front of everybody.
Was he facing north?
She was facing north. I'm mortified.
She didn't know all dogs, Al determined all dogs face north.
Yeah.
And they go to two.
I am mortified. I looked at Kinsey. I'm like, oh, my God, our son just. And they just got brand new grass. This is a new house. They got brand new sod on the.
It's fine.
It might
get a little poopy bag.
Yeah, dude. It's like you don't want to do that with your kid. So he's sitting there and he finishes and he turns around and he puts his hands up and he goes, I poo poo.
Yay, Jason. Good for you.
So we all had to clap. My son decided to go number two in front of 13 adults in a backyard.
Did you pick it up?
And I had to go inside, grab a bag, and pick it up. Yikes. I picked it up.
I gagged a little.
I picked it up.
Yikes. Okay. Well, yeah,
you had to. You have no choice.
Yeah. But that's what's so weird. It's like a dog, you're supposed to always pick it up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Wait, he's not picking up after me.
I didn't expect that to happen with a human. I didn't expect that with a human.
Yeah. That's what you sign up for, brother.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I have a bathroom story as well, JC.
You do? With your kid?
Me. Actually,
pick it up.
Me potty training. No, I don't judge me. I've reunited with my boyfriend.
What?
You what?
But that's
you said a little loud.
You
said a little louder, please. I didn't hear you.
Boyfriend. I don't know why I just said boyfriend.
You said what?
Because you
Repeat the sentence.
I've forgiven.
Jenna's off the market. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm off the market. And
back with the boyfriend.
Sorry, fellas.
Oh,
yeah.
No more violins and cellos?
For now. I feel like he's kind of...
For now.
For now.
Okay.
No, he's actually been wonderful, so I'm just kind of, like, waiting for the ball to drop. No, he's being great. But anyways, that's besides the point of the story.
You're giving the dumper a second chance.
You know, yeah. Well, you know when you are in a new relationship, it's kind of stressful enough as it is?
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have, like, kids in the equation or something.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but I have something kind of similar. A dog.
Mm-hmm. Dogs are sort of like
so,
kids.
So when you're dating someone and you live separately, you know, I can't leave my dog at home. So,
right.
But you kind of wait in the beginning before you really mm-hmm. want to start, like, having the dog sleep over. Because
yeah, right,
that's just
right.
like, oh, you know, it just added stress. Like, what if he doesn't like the dog? What if my dog's annoying? What if, you know, just anything with the dog. He gets fur everywhere. We go out the other night and I leave Maximus at sort of boyfriend's place.
Sort of boyfriend. So what we're going to call him? Sort of boyfriend?
No, right. I can say boyfriend.
Full on, we'll call him full on boyfriend.
Yeah. And he's proven himself again over the last few weeks. So anyways, we come home at, you know, 1 o'clock or something from the bar. We had gone out. It was their birthday. His,
uh-huh.
birthday, his brother's birthday. Walk inside.
Nice place, right?
Well, Maximus, who is potty trained, by the way.
Pooped in
I mean, house. He's a dog. No, not just pooped. He was a little sick to his stomach.
Oh, shooting diarrhea.
First time spending the night over there, the dog. Bathroom everywhere.
No.
And you know, as the girl, you're like, I promise this doesn't happen. This never happens. He really doesn't ever go. I mean, he's potty trained, but he obviously was sick to his stomach or stressed out about my relationship.
He's not
something.
Feeling this relationship, John.
Yeah, he's having anxiety.
You need to dump that dude.
He took Marky in his territory to another level.
That's the thing. He gets, you know, he gets jealous too. But he was sick. Bathroom, second floor, bathroom, everywhere. Nightmare.
He's just trying to send a message, Jenna.
Nightmare. And then boyfriend goes, well, I gave him some popcorn. I go, you can't feed the pug popcorn.
Why?
You can't?
You can't feed a dog pop. My dog doesn't eat human food.
Oh, he is on feed my dog popcorn all the time.
I do. Well, fine, but my dog is on a gluten-free diet.
Oh,
for his
Lord.
Weight problem.
Popcorn gluten?
It was chocolate popcorn.
Oh, there you go.
So we did hashtag Jenna got dumped. Now we can hashtag Maximo took a dump.
He's really breaking in new boyfriend.
No, he's sending a message.
Yeah, you need to get rid of this
guy. What is the message?
He's just marking it.
Handle popcorn?
No, he's marking his territory twofold.
I think dogs sometimes are smarter than we are. So he's probably telling you that he knows something about this dude.
He's not feeling it.
Oh, stop pooping on the relationship.
Well, I think Maximum did.
Yeah.
Maximus,
yeah.
So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I took Maximus to the border so I could go back to the boyfriend.
Oh, shout out.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly Raspberry.
What?
Some good news for you.
What?
There's still hope for the man.
For the man
to come into your life and whisk you away into marriage.
Oh, my sugar daddy?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know about a sugar daddy, but
what's
still.
What's the point?
You know, somebody to share your life with.
Ugh.
113-year-old woman.
That sounds.
Wait a minute. What did you just say?
113-year-old woman.
A 113-year-old woman
married her boy toy. 70-year-old boy toy.
Oh, he's just wanting that cash.
No, nah, you know, no cash.
Was she pregnant?
No, she was not pregnant, Al. They did it with a simple ceremony at their Chinese nursing home.
Okay.
Let's see here with the names. Azatihan Sawuti, who's 113 years old, married Aimti Ahemti, who's 70 years old.
She looks great.
Then met back in December at the Bachu County Jingzheng Retirement Facility.
Whatever.
All right.
They dated.
No need to get the names right.
Yeah. They dated for 6 months. Everything was going well.
So why did
they
marry?
That's actually like a long time when you're that age.
Yeah.
I know they say things go faster the older you get.
You know how you revert back to when you were a kid?
Yeah.
6 months is like a relationship in middle school. That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, that's
no,
commitment.
I'm saying they waited too long. She's 113. They should be like in love for 6 minutes and get married.
It's like 6 years. 6 months is six
why
years.
Why get married?
She ended up rejecting his first proposal. Because
she was playing hard to get.
She was, maybe that, she said she, he was too young. He's too young for me. So she rejected the first one, but he kept going. He
go.
Said, no, I'm going to keep trying because this is my woman. And he said, this is the reason he wanted to marry this woman. She takes good care of me.
She does what?
She takes good care of me.
Chauvinistic, even at that
and,
age.
And gives me her portion of meat during meals.
How can she even chew meat at that age?
Wow, 113. You think they consummated that bad boy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I hope so.
See, ladies, all you got to do is share your meat during meals, and the man will propose.
Hashtag that. Share your meat.
Share your meat.
You know I'm not sharing meat.
Kelly, you have to share.
I'm not. And what is the point of getting married at that age? I really don't understand that.
Companionship.
They can just hang out together.
They're already
hanging out together every day. There's no point. There's financial gain. I'm very cynical about this relationship.
Of course you're cynical.
Because what's the point?
He loves her.
She's probably not that.
You can love each other and not be married at that point.
He wants to make an honest old woman out of her.
He wants what she.
If she was that rich, she wouldn't be living in a retirement home.
Well, right.
You know how expensive it is if it is to
live
in a retirement home?
Yeah, I do, but
pretty
if she's
expensive.
Rich enough for him to want to marry.
Maybe she was saving herself until, you know, she was like. If
I
you
hope she
get,
got a prenup. If there are children involved, they are screwed because he'll get everything.
That's beyond cougar, too. That's
children? I mean, her children might not even be alive.
It's true.
Yeah, see?
I just see the point of getting married at that age.
They do it all the time.
No, they don't do it all the time. How many 113-year-old brides are walking down the
well,
aisle?
Well, not 113, but I'm saying like in their
80s. 113.
It happens well,
hey,
quite a bit.
Good.
It,
who and are they we to judge? Whatever makes her happy.
Right.
She doesn't even know.
Did they say what? They're going on the honeymoon? Like,
down the hall?
Branson?
To the cafeteria.
Where they go.
They're going to the cafeteria. You know,
sorry
they say,
if I'm cynical and mean, but I just there's more to it. There's just no reason.
They say nursing homes are some of the freakiest places.
I know.
That's right
saying they get down in the nursing
home. That's
what
I hear. That's,
they go at it.
So Kelly, you know, hang in there.
Yeah.
Still I think it's what we're saying.
Do you think she had any bridesmaids though? Do you think he had a bachelor party?
What's a bachelor party like? When you're Well, he's still 70? He's still pretty young.
He's 70. Yeah, 70 is not that old.
He still gets around.
I still go. You can go to strip club.
Yeah. Wait, Kelly, are you raising your age?
No, I'm just saying 70, the older you get, honey, believe me,
yeah, right.
Nothing feels that old
yeah, right.
anymore. But yeah. 70 is not that old. 70 is not what 70 used to be.
Take some shots of prune juice.
I have one eyebrow raised. I want to see how this plays
Kelly
out.
Kelly ain't buying it.
Kelly's not digging this one.
No.
There was another wedding story that made news this weekend.
Okay. Unlike The Bachelorette, I don't think he's there for the right reason.
He is there for the
he
right
is.
Reasons.
I hope you're wrong, Kelly.
Yeah.
They have many, many glorious days together.
They're going to make it till the end.
Wow.
What were you saying?
That was not the only wedding that made news over the weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What happened?
Kelly? Please tell us about.
Oh, is this up to me?
This
oh.
one's yours.
I saw this on my friend's Facebook page.
Get the banjo ready.
There is
Get the
a
banjo ready.
Well, I don't know if it's banjo status.
Well, I thought this was a fake photo.
No,
when
it's
I saw
real.
This on Facebook yesterday.
This was a bride.
Yeah,
in Tennessee.
In Tennessee, she lives in Jackson. It's just outside of Nashville. If you are familiar with the area,
okay.
But she just had a baby with her, the man she ended up marrying. Okay. Let's just give her credit for that. She's marrying the baby daddy.
Lots of people are doing that nowadays. You get
baby
pregnant.
Was born a month before the big wedding day.
Okay.
Okay, so not old enough to be like in the wedding.
So maybe she waited to get married so the baby could be part of the ceremony. And when I say part of the ceremony, I mean she really wanted this baby to be part of the ceremony.
This is some countrified stuff right here.
So she had a Vera Wang. It's from the Vera Wang collection. It's called White by Vera Wang.
Mm-hmm. White.
And it has lots of ruffles, tearing. Well, this line ranges anywhere from $400 to $1,400.
Okay.
It's for a woman who wants high fashion without the high cost for
So far, classy wedding.
Yeah.
So she has this long, ruffly train that's flowing behind her.
Uh-huh.
I would say roughly, what would you call that? 4 to 6 foot train? Let's be on the generous side.
There was a lot of ruching.
Just enough ruching and train for a one-month-old baby to lie down and be dragged down the aisle on the hem of her mother's wedding dress.
Oh, my God.
Picture this again. Train coming down from the back of the head.
You got to get online and see this photo.
You got to. It's on KTV right now.
On the ground.
The baby being dragged on the ground.
On the train.
Wait, was this an accident?
No, this is the way she planned.
That's not like she forgot the baby was there. Like maybe she didn't know.
No, she didn't forget. This was planned. Her name is Shauna Carter Hyphen Brooks. She's hyphenating.
She's hyphenating.
Keeping her options open when you hyphenate.
Stay classy, baby.
Shauna Carter Brooks. She's been attacked online after marrying her baby daddy, Jonathan Brooks, last month. Some people saying she should be reported to CPS for this. I'm not going to go so far as to say this is a CPS offense.
She didn't do anything harmful to the child. But
she was
just
dragging the kid in the train of her wedding dress.
Well, I mean, sometimes you put babies on a blanket and drag them around the floor. It's fun. There's no harm. The baby could have rolled off perhaps and suffered a carpet burn. But she says the baby was strapped on.
Oh, but she could carry
it on?
She could carry a bouquet.
Maybe this is the new wedding trend. Strap on baby.
Why don't you just have him in a stroller?
How about this?
Push the stroller.
You can carry a bouquet of flowers. Why don't you put the bouquet that's not alive in the train and carry your baby?
Well, she decided to confront her critics on Facebook.
That's always smart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to read verbatim because, oh, Lord.
Mm-mm.
People questioning what we do, commenting all negative, and just doing the most. We good, though we covered by the blood, which never lose its power.
So what?
Repeat that. In capitalist blood of Jesus.
Okay.
So to the media, radio, news, and whomever else wanting to talk about what we do, here you go. Media. I see how it works. Regardless the situation or purpose, people gone have something negative to say. The answer is we do what we want, when we want. As long as Jesus on our side, everything worked out fine and going to continue to be fine. So keep your mouths running, for it was just that exclusive and epic enough. We made top blog way from small town Ripley, Tennessee. Social media doing what they do. Talk.
By the way, has anyone seen my baby?
So there you go.
Oh, yeah, people are
going
to talk.
That was her choice.
That was. As country as it was. It was her choice. It was her country ass choice.
That's
country.
It's not super dangerous.
I just don't
understand. No, I don't think it was dangerous. But
why
just,
you thought that was
a good idea.
A good idea.
She wanted to include her
baby. To drag your baby on the ground. It doesn't make any sense.
She had to think of that. Her husband had to sign off on it.
Right.
Maybe that was her surprise.
And maybe she didn't know. Maybe somebody just, well, you said it was strapped on.
Because her father, like, I'm assuming, is walking her down the aisle. So the groom standing at the altar and didn't even know this was coming.
He don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a great season finale for that TLC show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
So anyway, the picture's all, if you want to see it, I guess Google image bride dragon baby. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what you would call that.
Yeah.
Look at me not judging.
You're not
judging. I'm just delivering the story. I'm not passing judgment.
Why not?
Because
every
bride should have her moment.
Any
on her
other
way.
Time, you would be telling her how stupid that idea
I
was.
Am
you don't
still
think that's dumb?
Riding on the afterglow of my 20th anniversary, and Jason Derulo sending me a message.
She's dragging a 1 month old Kelly.
She is a stupid idiot, and she needs to have that baby taken away from her.
No, she does not need to have her baby taken away.
She needs to have that baby unstrapped from that dress. I want to know what happened to that baby. Did that baby stay on the floor during the ceremony?
I don't know what happened.
What would she have done if that baby had cried while they were exchanging vows?
Somebody maybe would have come and pick up a child.
What would she do with that baby when they were on their wedding night? What was that baby when they consummating their already consummated marriage? Wow.
She's already 1 month old. She doesn't know.
What's she doing with that baby? Did she leave that baby at home by that baby self?
This is a shame.
No,
rant.
The baby was right
that
there on the way.
That woman is by an idiot. It has no business raising a baby and needs to have that baby taken away.
No, that's too extreme.
She needs to take it to a fire station if nobody wants to take that baby away from
you're
her.
You're going a little too far, Shannon.
I don't care. Okay.
You think she went out there?
I don't think this
dance.
Is a take a baby.
Don't drop that baby.
Doing the stanky
leg. I think this is a bad judgment call, but this is not
all
take the baby away.
All it takes is one bad judgment call.
My daughter sucked helium and she passed out. Should my child be taken away?
I love you, Kelly Raspberry. I love that lady. And that lady is an idiot.
Hey, do you guys think they walked down the aisle the baby got back?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.